Welcome back to the show. Today in this episode, we're going to be talking about one of the most successful TikTok brands that I've seen in a while, Ryanair. If you haven't heard of Ryanair, they're a company that allows you to fly on flights just like Delta does, just like British Airways does. But Ryanair took a little bit of a different approach when it comes to social media. They have over 2 million followers on their social media account, and they consistently get millions and millions of impressions on their videos. And this has contributed to massive increases in revenue for their company. But how did they do it? Well, in this episode, I'm going to be breaking down three different tips from Ryanair and how you can use that for your own company or mobile app. So although Ryanair isn't necessarily just a mobile app, they have a lot of great content, which actually helps contribute to their business. But they didn't always start this way. The number one tip for them was to just get started. Most brands hesitate to get on social media and create content, including a lot of mobile apps. They think that they can use other methods to gain traction, which is true, they can, but many of them miss out on so much opportunity by not creating content online. So if you're a mobile app, I 100% encourage you to just go ahead and get started, just like Ryanair did. Now, I know that's a simple tip, but it's extremely important because most of these airplane companies don't have TikTok channels or Instagram channels. But what Ryanair was able to do was actually start creating content where no one else ventured into, which has allowed them to really dominate in the space. Which brings me to point number two, which is entertain or educate your audience as much as possible. Now, I highlight this in many episodes because it is so important to educate or entertain your audience. In this case, Ryanair entertains their audience in every single video. They have funny humorous video. They have a lot of humorous videos in their content, and it all comes back to flying on an airplane, which is so funny because they tie it in very well with what they do. And I'm about to get to point number three here, but you want to think about how can you educate your audience or how can you entertain your audience as much as possible. And if you focus on that, you will be able to gain traction. And finally, point number three is think about a way you can do the education or entertainment in a value provided way that pertains to the niche that you're in. For example, Ryanair is in the flight and travel industry, and so they create a lot of content related to flying and relatable content where people can actually laugh over it and understand it because it's a humor that unless you fly, you probably won't get in many of the videos. So that's how they're able to capture their audiences, and when people resonate with that, they eventually want to know more about Ryanair, and it just builds this trust. Now, notice here that they don't just promote in every single video. So point number three is a couple of different things. So first thing is create content in a value-driven way to your audience in a niche that you're in, and do it in a manner where you're not promoting too much. Now, if you can combine those principles together, you will have an amazing content machine on the organic content side. So for example, if you're a mobile app that helps with audio issues for headphones, then you want to create some sort of education or entertainment in the music or audio industry that actually gives people value. So what I can do is rate headphones in every single one of my videos. Now, you may be thinking, what does rating headphones have anything to do with my app? And it does have a lot to do with your app. It's in the same niche. It helps people. It educates them on different aspects. Now, you may not necessarily be selling headphones, but now you're going to gather a bunch of people who are interested in audio and headphones. And then as you keep building more and more trust with them, you can either make an ask or they themselves will check out your app in the future. So that's all I got for you guys in this episode. I like to keep these pretty quick. If this was helpful, be sure to review the podcast and leave a 5-star review. It would be so appreciated for us. Thanks for listening.